We're doing the laws of prayer. We're up to chapter 90, and we'll do subsection 7. So yesterday we were discussing about praying outside of the shul, that your back is not allowed to be towards the front of the shul. You shouldn't pray at all, because one opinion, you're going to be violating. And in the back, if you're not facing the opposite direction of the shul, that would be okay. Now, it says, Uldivra HaKoyl, but according to all views, if a person is standing on the outside and he's either on the north side of the shul or on the south side of the shul, and he keeps his back to the shul, that will be, according to all the people, Nikra Gamkin Russia. That would be called, he'll be called a Russia. Why? Because he has two strikes against him. First of all, he is not praying in the same direction where the community is davening. Everybody's davening towards Mizrach, and he is davening either to the north or to the south, depending on which, what is back to the side of the shul. He's davening to the wrong direction. So that's number one. And the other thing is, he's having his back to the shul, because his back is to the wall of the shul also. Because his back is to the shul. We're talking about, if it switches over, then it's according to all opinions, that would be considered a Russia, called a Russia. But if he turns his face to the shul, so he's on the south or the north of the shul, and he faces towards the shul, so he says, according to all opinions, he would not be considered a Russia if he's facing the shul. Even though if he's in the east of the shul, and even if he's facing the shul, that would be considered a Russia, because he's davening the opposite direction. Everybody's davening from Mizrach. He would be davening to Ma'ariv. But in this case, no. Even though he is not praying in the same direction in which the community is praying, ein lochosh, we don't need to worry. Kivon she'einu mispalel lemaidiv hepech mamash mispalel natzibur. Since he's not towards the west, he's not opposite, he's not doing quite the exact opposite of the community who is starting, who's davening in the other side. So he's not on the other side, he's in a different direction, but not the opposite. V'gam ponavul beis haknesses, but his face is towards the shul. So these two things, being facing the shul and not being in the opposite direction, mamish, just even though it's not the same, he's not a Russian. He says, but the best thing to do is, he should be facing the east, just like the community. Everybody's facing east, he should be facing east as well. So although his face is not going to be towards the shul, and that doesn't matter. So you're better off kimush ein achoyr lebeis haknesses, since your back is not to the shul, so that doesn't matter. So you're better off davening to the east and standing sideways, so that your back is not to the shul. That would be the better one of these options. The kol zek shebeis haknesses oimed kimigdol b'mokim sheponu kol svivav. This whole halacha only applies if it's a shul which is standing like a tower, and it's empty all around. So you have all sides around it empty. And one who is davening is standing next to the walls on the outside. Bechotzer beis haknesses. This is in the courtyard of the synagogue. So if you turn your back to the shul, then that's an obvious, recognizable, that you're putting your back to the shul, and that you are degrading the shul, you're cheapening the shul by turning your back to the shul. Then he would be included from those that the verse states with regards to them in Yecheskel Perikhes Pasazayim, Achareyem El Heichal Hashem, their backs are to God's room. But one who is praying at home, or you're in a courtyard which is in the area which is close to the Beis HaKnesses, upon of Kenegeder Tzrol Kiroi, and your face is properly facing Israel, but you're not directly in the back of the shul, Bachoid of the Koisel HaZorah, but your back will be to the wall of the HaZorah, Shehu Koisil Mizrach Shem Beis HaKnesset, which is the east wall of the shul. So you're in the, you're not in directly by the wall, but you're in the Azorah, which means in the outside area. Mutar. Then it's permissible. So She'einin Nikar Shemachzer Achelu Beis HaKnesset, because it's not recognizable that you're putting your back to the shul. Since it's in a property by itself. But this would happen a lot of times. So let's say you have a shul over here. What happens? This is the shul. If you had another room over there in front of there, right, would you not be allowed to pray in that direction even though your back is to wherever the shul is? This is a closed area. What happens if it's an open area, but that's sort of a courtyard over there, and you're davening over there? That would seem... So he says if it's a separate area, if it's an azura, it's a separate area, then it's not recognizable that your back is to the shul, you're davening in all directions, so according to all opinions, that would be okay, that'll be acceptable. As long as it's not just in an open area where there's the shul, and your east, or the walls are all exposed. But this is an azara, which is a courtyard, which is an area made over there, a place, and then that would be okay.
Rabbi, if there was a fenced-in area outside here,
yeah,
we could be still facing east, even though our back would be to the Torah.
Well, right outside of this shul, it's probably presently it's problematic because there's no area over there. But if we built a cement area or we built some sort of a space for standing, that would not be a problem. I'm thinking, like, when we go out to do Kiddush Levana, for example, we got in the shul, we look at the Levana, our backs are to the shul, but at that time the shul isn't davening. Actually, the shul is outside. Everybody's doing the Kiddush Levana. Let's say if somebody wanted to daven right in this shul over here, it would probably be problematic. Or maybe because that would be because a grassed-in area, maybe if you fenced it in, maybe it would be considered its own area. Sorry, you have to see exactly what it would look like. If it would look like your back is to the shul. I think if you're a little bit removed, your back is not directly on the shul. I don't know how. He didn't give any specific. He just said it's a clean area, and you're in the chotzer, but he says. It's an azura, so you need specifically an azura. So probably over here would not qualify as an azura. I don't know. Maybe it's not a structure. Maybe you would not be allowed to daven with your back to the shul.
I'm also thinking in the sukkah, don't we try to face east? Do we try to do that when we're in the sukkah, waving our
luv and esrog? That's something. But you do luv and esrog. Yeah, that's the nanuim, but that's different. Yeah. No, the sukkah over here is not in back. Anyways, okay. Subsection 9, Tes. Asur laver chutz lebeis haknesses b'tzad shehapesach pasuach b'shor shehatzibur mispalit. You're not allowed to pass by outside of the shul at the where the entrance is of the shul. You can't pass by if the door on that side where the door opens up. You can't walk by if the community is davening. Mipnei shenida kimer perikoy, because it looks like, how come you're not going into the shul? They're davening over here and you're just passing by. It looks like you are unloading the yoke. You don't want to be part of it. Umevazeh beis haknesses, because you are degrading the shul. Kivan shevere etzla pesach, you're passing by the door. Ve'enei nichnas, and you're not going in. You're passing by the shul and not entering it. That's a degradation for the shul.
But if you're on your way to another shul,
that's right.
Okay. Well, so first of all, you have to go into every shul that you walk by, maybe. Let's see, there's an exception over here. Going to be the exception. Well, we're talking about specifically walking by the door. I don't know over here when you're on the street, for example, that would not be called passing by the door. I mean, passing by the door would mean probably closer and not like where there's a street. He says, "V'im hoya." What happens if there's v'im hoya lavush tefillin? If he was wearing tefillin, the olden days people would wear tefillin most of the time. mutar, then it will be permissible. Because then it's visible to everybody. Everybody can see that he's not one who's unloading the yoke, which means he's not religious, because he's wearing the tefillin, you can see. So he's not going in for other reasons. It does not come across as one degrading the shul. If he was carrying a load, also mutar, it's permissible. Why? Because the load is evidence, proves for him that the reason he's not entering is because of the load. It's not because he doesn't care, not because he doesn't want the yoke, he's unloading the yoke, but he has a load on, okay, he can't go in. Same thing if he was riding on an animal. Mutar is permissible, because then it's visible to everyone that because he's preoccupied with watching his animal, he's not going in. It doesn't talk about walking your dog or something, you know. There's no degrading for the shul. Same thing if there is another shul in the city. There's another shul in the city. Or, I remember when I first started the Chabad, there was only one Orthodox shul in the community, that was the Young Israel. So people complained, they said, you know, like this, if somebody doesn't come to shul, we know he didn't come to shul. Now they think he went to the other shul.
Actually, there's two others.
Yeah, no, at that time, he created an alibi, you know. So he says, if there is a Beis HaKnesses Achar Beir, if there's another shul in the city, or this shul has another entrance, mutter, it's permissible, she'en kam bizui, there is no degradation, she'adroya yoymer she'yikones le'beis haknes zachar. One who sees will say he'll enter to another shul.
Yeah.
Maybe davened already at home, but that's not assumed, okay, but you know, probably talk about the time when everybody is going to shul. Or le'beis haknes, you know, we used to have in the olden shtetl, used to have the shamash, would go around the houses and knock at the doors and wake everybody up to go for the shachris. And you know, like we talked about in the Chelem, they had the first snow, and the Shamash would ruin the cover by making all these steps. The people were very upset that he's ruining the blanket of clean, beautiful snow. So they had a meeting, they can't let this happen, so they decided they're going to have four people carrying him. So he didn't but you know, but people used to go at the same time. Everybody, you know, with the shtetl or something like that. It was wasn't such big cities like maybe today. But well, that's
you had to make phone calls in the morning asking people to make
the bang on the doors. Oh, the basic nest is that's been since time immemorial. We have a minyan. They actually have in the Hechal HaTarbut in Tel Aviv, in the museum, the Jewish museum over there. They have. I took a picture of that. They have this statue there from years ago. They have eight people in the shul and somebody by the door trying to schlep in a tent.
Yeah, there are a lot of jokes.
They're schlepping in a tent for the minyan, you know. So it's been going on for.
In time immemorial, is that this term, right?
Yeah.
So he says, okay. Oh, so the basic yesh b'schachar, or the same thing if this shul has another door. So maybe he's using the other door. Mutar she'en kam bizui, because there is no degradation, she'araya yoimer, because one who sees will say, she'ikon the basic kanas zachar, either he'll enter maybe another shul, or the basic kanas zem, or maybe he'll use another entrance to this same shul. Afim tzas lo yoimer kach. Even not everybody, some people are going to suspect, oh, this guy's going by the shul. Ein bekach klum, doesn't matter. Because he says like this, she'en tama yisur, the reason for the prohibition of passing is not because you're going to have people suspect you. It's mainly the issue here is we don't want to degrade the shul that you're going by, not the entrance. Since it's not visible, not recognizable and visible to all that see him, and then the koil to everybody, Re'ever Khan, that who see that he passes here, Shein Eretz L'Konis L'Klal Beis HaKnesses, that he doesn't want to at all go into the shul. It's not everybody who's around here doesn't see that he doesn't want to go in. Because some people say, ah, oh, he's going to the other door, they're going to the other shul. Ein Kam Bizl Beis HaKnesses, Bifneihem, So in front of them, there is no, some people will understand, so there is no degradation of the shul in front of them. Because he might enter into another shul, or he might enter through another entrance. We're not worried about that. Let's do one more sif. It says like this. La'olam yishtadl, subsection 10. La'olam yishtadl adam lispalu beis knesset matzibur. Person should always put an effort in to daven in a shul with the minyan, with the tzibur, together with the community. Even if you are able to daven in your home with 10 people, you have a minyan. First of all, the more people is the beauty of the king. So this is actually a verse in Mishle Yudalet Pasuk Chof Ches. And also, in addition, one's prayer, a person's prayer is not listened to only in the shul. Shenamar, because it says in Melachim Aleph, in Perik Ches, Pasuk Chof Ches, the Pasuk says, Lishmoya El Harino Ve'el HaTefilo, to listen to the song and prayer. So he says, B'mokim Rino, in a place where there is praise and song to Hashem, Shom Tei Tefilo, that should be the prayer. So when we pray, we should pray in a place in where God is praised, which is basically the shul. The Ha'inu Be'beis HaKnesset, that refers to a shul. That's the place where there is Rino, there is song and praise for Hashem, because over there, Hatzibur, Shom Emirim Hatzibur, over there the community says, Shiruz V'tishbochis, Hashem's songs, Hashem's praise, B'ni'imus, with sweetness, Koil Orev, and with a sweet voice, Shom Te'a Tefilo Nishmas, over there we should be hearing, there the prayer will be listened to. That is, it says, Lishmoya, so Hashem to listen, where it's going to be listened to Tefillah, in a place of Rina, in a place where you daven, in a place where you praise Hashem with sweetness of voice. What happens? Vimu anus sheinu yochel lavo lebeis haknesses. What happens? He's an anus. He's against his will, but is can't come to shul. As for example, kigoyin, for example, shetosh koychay. He's weak. His power doesn't have the strength to go to shul. Afo pisheinu cholam. No, they didn't have the pickup service. You pick you up from the home with the car. So he says, we can't walk to shul. He's too weak. He's not sick, but he's just too weak to go to shul. If it's impossible to gather 10 people by him, now I just have to assume that if he's going to gather those 10 people, they're not going to end up davening in a shul. Because if they daven already, I don't know how they're going to daven again over there, but seems like maybe if they're coming to help somebody out, it'll be okay. I mean, so the other people are not going to daven in the shul. If he cannot gather 10 people by him, he can't say they're going to daven before in the shul and then besides him, because they can't do repetition, they can't do the whole tefillah. So he says, Yesh lo lekavin lispal b'shosh atzibim mispal b'sakneses. So one should direct to pray at the time that the community prays in the shul. So when you daven the tefillah, you should try to make it at the same time. So as they do it, which is a suratzin, which is a time of will, which Hashem listens to the prayer. We actually learned it also in the laws of Rosh Hashanah when it comes to the davening, when to blow the shofar and when to daven the musaf over there. It says also very strongly over there that you should daven the time when the minyan davens, not to do it alone. And when a person does it alone, God looks into his actions. So we'll see what he says over here. And so still, when the shul davens, even though before we said you have to daven in the shul, but in this case, davening at home at the time that the shul davens, his prayer would not be pushed away. Even though it is not being accepted willingly as it is in the shul with the minyan. So the home with a minyan is secondary to the shul with a minyan. So it is actually, prayer is okay. It's not going to be pushed away. Although it's not as acceptable willingly as it is in the shul. Shatzim mispalim shachris leipach. Let's say he's davening Musaf, but in the shul they're davening shachris then. Shatzim mispalim shachris. Or leipach, another way around. He's davening a shachris, in the shul they're davening Musaf. That's not called davening with a minyan. Ain't nikra b'shul shatzim mispalim. That wouldn't be called the time that you have to daven the same prayer. That's not the prayer, means that particular prayer, what you're davening, that they should be doing the same prayer, and that would be okay. The same thing is true for people that live in the settlements. I'm talking about right now the Israeli settlement. I'm talking about the living settlement. There's no minyan over there. There's no minyan. They're in the people used to, rent out. They used to live in small villages and places. There's no other Jews over there, so there was no minyan. So yeshlam mispal shachris mincha b'shor shekilus yisrael mispalim. They should daven the shachris and mincha at the time when Jewish community is daven. At the same time, the Jewish community is daven. Now I'm going to assume that this is talking about in their time zone, because otherwise, anytime you daven, you're going to find somebody in some time zone is going to daven. You know what I mean? So we're talking about in that time when they're davening, because that counts for them, because that's where they are. Now, Abel Arvis, so he says, but nighttime, Mairiv, Tzrichim Lahamti Natseza Kechavim, you need to wait until the stars comes out. Tzilohikilu, because they weren't lenient. The rabbi who allowed to daven earlier, that was only allowed because of the trouble for the community. It's impossible to go back and gather them together for the night, for Maariv at night time again. You get them for Mincha, you're not going to be able to go back and get them together again for Maariv. We have a hard enough time to get them for Mincha. So get them for Mincha and then go home, get them for Maariv. And sometimes people don't want to stay and learn in the middle. So, if they're going to separate one from the other one, Mincha, Kumashikosu, the Simon Reish Lamed Hei has written in Simon Reish Lamed Hei. But those who daven individually, on their own, they need to daven in time. You can't daven in time. So if you're not davening with the minyan in the shul, then you have to daven in time.
2 weeks ago, we were coming back from the cruise in Halifax, and we had to set the clocks an hour ahead because it was so east, it was towards England, and it was Friday night. And we had a Kabbalat Shabbat and service, Friday night services. So here it started at 5:40 p.m., but there it was on the ship, I think it was 6:40
p.m.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. And then we came back to Boston, we had to go back to the regular time.
Okay, this Shabbos will all, this Motzei Shabbos will all move the clock. That's not for the times moving, but that's just the back to standard time. Okay, so now he says, if you're davening by yourself, you have to wait for bizman. Even the morning prayer in the summer months, and the community is delaying it; they're davening late. So they're not going beyond the time where they have to read the Shema and the Davening. They're still doing the time, but they're davening late. But since one who is davening by himself is not allowed to even study until he davens, as we learned earlier in Simon Peites Siv Zayin, that you cannot daven. You cannot start out. We learn it's different. If you're teaching a public class, then you could. But you don't even have to stop for Kriya Shema, we learned over there. But you can't start. You can't learn. You can't do anything. So now, we're going to make, he's davening at home, and you're going to make him wait till when? Till they get daven late. He need not wait until the time that the community will daven in the shul. But he can daven immediately when the sun sparkles, you can immediately go ahead and daven then. Me, because he says it's more important, even though we want you to daven with a minyan, the Yisrotzen, but if they're davening late, and he can't do anything, he's stuck. So what is he going to do? Wait for the minyan? Say, no, no, get a daven, you daven on your own, and that's it. Person who's in the city. So in other words, he's not in a place where he doesn't have a minyan. Before we were talking about yeshuvim, places that don't minyan, but he's in the city. And something happened. Not his fault, nenas, it was an oinus. And he did not daven with the community. He davens by himself. After the entire community has already concluded their prayer in the shul, you should still come to shul to daven. Even if it's after the shul and you're davening, because that's a set and designated place for davening with the tzibur. And the person's prayer is listened to over there. Commission is Bar El, he said earlier, where you praise Hashem, there you should daven. In addition, God is commonly found. He's found in the Beis Knesses, in the synagogue. Shenemar, that is a pasuk that states in Tehillim, Pei Beis Aleph 82:1. Elikim Nitzov Badaskel. God stands in the community of God, which means Badas Kloimar, to say Bebeis Moyed Shaloi. Adas means in the meeting place. So the shul is sort of the meeting place. Hashem stands in the meeting place of Hashem in Kel. Where is the meeting? That's where they meet before him. A shul is called the meeting place for davening. That's the main place we meet God.
Knesset.
So even, yeah, Knesset means again, yeah, over there, we are supposed to daven. There is more force to davening within the shul itself to be a successful prayer. So one should daven in shul. So we learn like this. Priority, one should daven in shul with the minyan. If you can't make it to shul, daven at the time of the minyan, if you can. If it's minyan, is not davening too late. If you missed the minyan and you went there and you still have a shul over there, there's a shul there, go to shul and daven by yourself. But still, the shul is the best place to daven.